From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. University of California President Janet Napolitano, who served as President Obama's Secretary of Homeland Security, is backing the inclusion of border security measures as part of a DACA deal. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports.
Napolitano says an immigration deal that pairs certain border security measures with permanent legal status for DACA recipients would be a reasonable approach.
Securing the border requires sensors, it requires lighting, it requires air cover, it requires manpower. It does not require a wall.
But she questioned the cost of a massive U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement sweep reported to be in the works in Northern California that could lead to more than 1,500 arrests.
A mile wide and an inch deep, as opposed to really focusing on those who are a danger to our communities.
Napolitano says the Obama administration focused on violent felons, known gang members, and immigrants identified as security threats. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Also Wednesday, Napolitano called on California college students who are DACA recipients to renew their temporary status. The Trump administration began accepting DACA applications over the weekend after a California judge temporarily halted the effort to wind down the program. The administration is appealing directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. The window for Californians to apply for new driver's licenses and state IDs necessary to board airplanes opens on Monday. Federal agents will no longer accept the current state IDs beginning in 2020. Jessica Gonzalez of the California Department of Motor Vehicles says to meet federal requirements adopted after 9/11, applicants must come into the DMV and show various documents, which are listed on its website. All driver's licenses will also come with a new look.
You'll notice there'll be a gold miner in the bottom right-hand corner, also California poppies in the left side, and also a number of features that can be seen under UV light. The Golden Gate Bridge and Coit Tower, also the cardholder's photo and birth date will glow as well.
Gonzalez says dozens of DMV offices will be open on Saturdays in anticipation of larger crowds. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.